We want to begin our fourth presentation on Daniel chapters 10 through 12 at this time, and we'd like to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your presence during this study, that your Holy Spirit might guide and direct the words and ideas that are presented. I ask that your Holy Spirit would also accompany this audio tape wherever it might go, that you would bless it in such a way that the listeners can find light in here that would better prepare them to stand in these troublous times. Please help us understand the seriousness of your prophetic word, both for our individual experience and for our responsibility to carry this final warning message to those around us. We thank you for the great light that you have given us as a people. Shake us and wake us up to our responsibility to receive and share this light. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're at the point in this study where it gets interesting from my point of view, because this is where verse 30 and onward, we not only start getting into some of the verses that are important and have a bearing on the last six verses of Daniel 11, but we also are at the point where we're going to start being confronted with some of the traditional understanding that's existed in Adventism, and by that I'm referring to the book Daniel and Revelation by Uriah Smith, and we'll have to start dealing with some of that, and we'll be preparing the way for some of the defenses against some of the concepts that are out there currently, not just from Uriah Smith's ideas about these verses, but some of the newer ones. And so it gets interesting, but it also means that we got to take a little bit of time to be clear about what we are identifying. We've come up to verse 29 of Daniel 11 at this point in the historical narrative, and as we pointed out last time, Uriah Smith takes Rome from verse 14, Rome actually coming to become the king of the north in verse 16 when it conquers Syria and then Judea, but verse 14 is the first time it's brought into this prophecy, and then from 16 onward, it's the story of Rome all the way through to verse 45, where Rome comes to its end. Now Uriah Smith and others may have different ideas about that, but as far as verse 36 and onward,